Welcome back to the award-winning Travel Planners Radio Show with your hosts, Kevin and Sue McCarthy.
Hi, this is Rudy Maxa, and you're listening to the Travel Planner Radio Show with Sue and Kevin McCarthy.
Thank you, Rudy. Our guest is Terry Marshall Holder, and welcome back. You do a lot of hiking with your husband. How do you pick their destinations for hiking? Is there a type of hike or trail that you like more than another? How do you find them?
Well, we typically will go to state parks, and there are some that are an easy drive from New York City, and others are a little bit, you know, further, of course. But we've been picking them based on locations and also how much time we have, you know, if we're going to go start later in the day. When it was cooler, we were starting earlier. But I also try to get a little away from the city if possible, because the people who do have cars will fill up the parking lot, you know, right away in the morning. And since Greg's not an early riser because he works nights, we typically get out later, which has actually been good in a way because, you know, the crowds are dispersing a bit. But
you had mentioned nature tourism, that you've done a lot of that since the pandemic. What is nature tourism?
Nature tourism is becoming a hot trend this year because a lot of people are not traveling internationally and they're not doing as much sightseeing in cities and that kind of thing. So the national parks have gotten a huge bump in people visiting, and we have 62 of them. But the only downside to that is that they're having to limit the number of people. So sometimes you'll have to have a reserved ticket or time, you know, to get into a national park. But an alternative to that are some national monuments. And, for instance, this is one I went to a few years ago in Arizona. There's Chiricahua National Monument. And it gets 50,000 visitors a year as compared to 5 million at the Grand Canyon.
Oh, my gosh.
Not that it's the same. It's totally different. But it's beautiful. It has all these pinnacles and miles of hiking trails. And it's just really an undiscovered gem in a way. You know, people don't like to use the cliche hidden gem, but it kind of is. And the same thing here in New York, upstate. I mean, we have the Adirondacks, which is huge. It's one of the largest parks in the country. And it's massive with trails for hiking and all different types and levels, and there's lakes and everything. And so we've done a little bit up there, but we have an app that came out recently with New York State Trails, so we've been able to go in and discover some new ones. And on 4th of July weekend, we knew we wanted to go somewhere, but we didn't want to do anything near a beach because we knew it would be crowded. So we drove north. We spent the night up in Syracuse, and we drove up near, it's on Lake Ontario. There was a park called Chimney Bluff. And when we looked at the pictures of it, it looked like something out of Utah. I mean, all these big, huge bluffs on the lake. And I never knew New York had anything like that. And it was a wonderful hike. You hike in the woods to get to the bluffs, and then when you come out of the woods, there's the lake and the beach and all of these bluffs. And it was just incredible to see. And, you know, of course, I stood there longingly looking at Canada thinking, when will I get to go back?
Yeah, exactly. Do you just do day hikes, or do you do camping overnight? And if you do, how do you equip yourself?
We have mostly done day hikes. We really haven't done a lot of camping. Now, I did a little camping trip in an RV last year with some friends and actually really loved it. It was fun. And I have read recently that RV sales and rentals are up like 1,000%.
Through the roof.
They are. Yes, they are. Right.
Yes.
Well, everybody's taking road trip vacations and not going as far from home. And obviously, if you have your RV, you have your own accommodations, so you don't have to worry about the cleaning aspect of various hotels and things like that. You can cook along the way and not have to sit in a restaurant full of people. It's probably a pretty good deal.
Yeah, it has a lot of advantages, and I can see why people are doing it. We've only done one road trip this year. We'll probably be doing another one at the end of September. I have a big birthday coming, and we were hoping to do something pretty exotic, but that isn't going to happen. So I think we're going to be road tripping maybe in Maine is what I'm looking at, because Maine is now open to New Yorkers for visiting without quarantine.
So, yeah, we just did a road trip last weekend for our anniversary, just down to Lake of the Ozarks to visit a friend, have dinner, and we reviewed a restaurant while we were there. And that only cost us $1,000 and something. A new fuel pump on the car and two nights in the hotel and anniversary and dinners. Yeah.
Well, we had delivery pizza and delivery Chinese food to the hotel room.
Yeah, I've got to tell you this. We're waiting for the part to come in. That's why it took 2 days in the hotel. And my fortune cookie said, you will soon... Oh, soon something with four wheels will become a fun investment for you.
Ha ha.
When I picked up the car at the service department, I said, are we having fun yet?
Goodness. That's the worst when you have cars.
So you travel light when you camp then, right? Or when you hike?
Yeah. When we hike, yes, because we don't usually do overnight. And what we did on our road trip, we went down to Tennessee in June. My parents live in Chattanooga. And we got clearance. You know, Greg and I both had COVID, but are obviously cured of it. But at the time, we had immunity. We don't know how long it'll last, but we took advantage, went to visit my parents, and then we did some hikes that I had done as a kid and he had never done. Like there's Cloudland Canyon State Park, which has beautiful waterfalls. The only downside is when you go down to the waterfalls, you have to come back up 600 steps.
Yeah, it works that way.
That's true.
Hey, Terry, for people who may be thinking about hiking and so on, what would you recommend for them as far as tips on clothes and how to pick a hike and what to experience first?
Well, there's a lot of good, as far as how to pick your hike, there are a lot of good websites. There's All Trails, where you can look up a hike and it'll have reviews other people have told, you know, have done it and can say what was good and what was bad, which gives you some indication of whether or not it would work for you. I'll be looking at that before our next hike. There's also, as far as clothes, we're big RAI fans. So we have, bought, hiking pants. You just want to have some pockets. It's good to have a backpack, and it's better to have a hiking one because they're ventilated so that you get the air. They don't get
That's
so hot on your
idea.
Back.
Yeah.
And I actually like using poles. I had hiking sticks, and I had never done it before, but I tried some out, and I really like it, especially when it's like last week it came in very handy on the rocks because you can kind of, check to see what's loose and what isn't. I don't use them for every hike, but if I'm doing a lot of up and down, a summit or something, I will use them. And they come in handy. So I think, and good shoes, that's important, something.
I like the comment that you had made about a grandma hiking.
Oh, yeah. When I was scrambling over the rocks, I know I looked a mess. And this young girl came by, a young woman, and she's like, I'm so impressed. My grandmother would never do this. And I thought, I should be... say thank you, but at the moment I'm like, how does she know I'm a grandmother?
I think I'd pick up a rock and throw it at her. Do you carry a Camelback water pack or just bottles?
We have the Camelback, and we haven't used them for shorter hikes, but for longer ones, yes.
Sure.
So mostly we'll just use a water bottle and take some extra if it's a shorter hike. But the long one, we do have the Camelback for that.
I should have picked up music here. What is it? Happy trails to you, Terry, because unfortunately, we're out of time. And we do thank you for joining us and talking about hiking.
Thank you for having me.
So it's our pleasure. Coming up, one of our regular features, travel news and travel tips. And, of course, next hour we kick it off with deals and steals. And, actually, we have some pretty good ones. So you grab a pencil and a piece of paper or something to write with because there's some phone numbers and coupon codes that I'm sure you're going to want to write down. You are listening to the Travel Planners Radio Show. I'm Kevin.
And I'm Sue McCarthy.
Right back in a moment on the Gab Radio Network.